Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Stephanie Gray and her husband, Scott Gray, who have a conversation about the birth of their daughter, Valora. Due to a health issue, Stephanie had to have an emergency cesarean section, and Valora was born 2 months early.
When the doctor said you have HELLP syndrome and your liver's failing, what did you think? What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking, what is HELLP syndrome? And, you know, when you hear liver failure, then it becomes very alarming. So I just thought, you know, we got to take one step at a time. And she was very calming. You know, she said, do not worry. We will get through this. She'll be fine. I've done this before. Those kinds of words that made me feel better. And I just wanted to make sure. I was worried about you and Valora. And then, you know, I was thinking, okay, we're going to have her, what, tonight? You know, 10 o'clock or, you know, tomorrow first thing in the morning. And, you know, she's like, about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this.
Yeah, that was the scariest thing, I think.
So we didn't have time to really, really think. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was like, we're going to have the baby and get ready because we're not wasting any more time.
Yeah.
And so that's when, you know, we had to telling our parents.
Well, you told our parents.
That was the hardest part. Like, we're going to have the baby today. You know, I can see everybody doing their math in their minds. Like, what? The baby today?
Mm-hmm. I remember when she said that, she said, we're going to have the baby now. And she said, and because you're, I can't remember exactly why, but she said I couldn't have an epidural for something, for some reason, which meant that, and then it was too late for me to, all I know is that she said I was not going to be able to have an epidural. I was going to have a C-section. I was going to have to go under general anesthesia, which is like totally not my, it was not my birth plan. And I remember feeling like, I mean, among other things that I felt, I just felt so upset because nothing was going the way that I had hoped. And I guess being that it was my first child, you always think, like, it's going to be perfect. You're going to go to 40 weeks and then you're going to have your water break and then you're going to be rushed to the hospital and you're going to go and, you know, push and you're going to hear your baby cry. And that just wasn't. That was not happening, and it was so upsetting. It was so devastating that it was all going so terribly, and it could end very. I don't know. It just felt very scary.
I mean, when she was born, I remember they had to put on the scrubs and wait, and you know they're just like, wait right here. We'll pull you in when it's time, and it'll be, you know, 4 minutes, and it was the longest 4 minutes of my life, and then I walk in there, and I couldn't go in the room because of, I guess it was an emergency C-section, so I'm standing behind the glass, and I'm watching them, and they just pull her out by her legs, you know, like, and I thought, just because I think silly things to make myself feel better, but it was like pulling a rabbit out of the hat, you know, the magician, the magic trick, and there she is, like, screaming, and I was, like, so relieved because she's screaming, because I had heard or read that, you know, they come out screaming, that's good.
Yeah.
So I was definitely relieved with that, and then, you know, they were telling me, you're okay, and then they said they're going to remove her from the room and take her to the NICU, and I'm thinking, what do you mean you're going to take, like, I had to split up. I can't be with my wife and my child at the same time. And they're like, no, you need to go with the baby because you have to get banded and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm leaving the room and Dr. Phipps is giving me that reassuring look through her mask that you're going to be fine. That, I mean, this is the reason that we had to do emergency C-section was to help you. And then we're in the other room and they're cleaning Valora and she's just so tiny.
Yeah.
But she's so tiny, but I had nothing to compare her to. So, I mean, she was our first. So I thought, well, she's little, but... And then I had this whole thing about the first person in the world that gets to touch her wasn't me or you. And it bothered me. it was like, you know, obviously when the doctor pulls the baby out, they're the first one to touch him. But the second person to touch her was a nurse. And I was like, I was obsessing, like, she needs to touch her family first.
Yeah. She was born at 3 pounds, 13 ounces. And it was just so, she was just so small. But I remember thinking, it's funny because I was born and I was like 5 pounds, 14 ounces. So when I heard how, you know, her weight, I thought, well, it's small, but it's not as small as you can imagine. And I guess because you watch a lot of medical shows and they show babies and...
Well, we aren't experts. We watch Grey's Anatomy every Thursday.
They just had an episode and they had a baby that was like 14 ounces. So obviously she wasn't as small as she could be, but she was still very tiny. I know that I went into a slight depression, not anything like super serious, but I just remember feeling really guilty. I felt guilty that I couldn't carry her to term and that I got sick and that I had to have her early and then I couldn't be there for her and I wasn't the first person to hold her and I felt guilty that I couldn't get her to latch on and that she had to eat formula and that she had to be in a NICU. I felt bad for everything. I felt like everything was my fault. And I know that you did your best to try and make it seem like it wasn't my fault, but there was no shaking that. I mean, hello, I'm her mom. I was ultimately responsible for making sure she got into this world safe and healthy, and I felt like I didn't do that. And then I also felt cheated of this experience of having a child where it was like a surgery. I didn't even get to hear her and see her, and it just all felt like it was, I don't know. I just felt like a failure. I remember feeling like a failure, like the first week that she was born.
Well, let's talk about positive things, like the first time you got to see her.
Yeah.
I got to hold her. I have a photo of that on my phone still.
Really? That was amazing. I remember, and that's the other thing I do remember, I fought so hard to get out of that bed after getting out of the morphine drip stuff. But I remember when I was, that one nurse who helped me, she was so wonderful, and I can't remember her name now, but she was just the most amazing nurse, and she pushed me and helped me, and I remember when I was finally able to get wheeled down and into the NICU, and I was just so nervous to see her, and I remember seeing her, and she was, she was so tiny and so cute with that little pink bow on her head. And
oh, yeah, they put a bow on her head, a little bald head.
Yeah.
They, like, glued it on or something.
Yeah. And she was just so cute, and she looked just like you. I remember thinking that. And I was so scared to hold her because she was so little, and but she was just so perfect and just so beautiful. And
yeah, little feet, little hands.
Yeah, it kind of makes you forget about all the bad things.
Stephanie Gray and her husband, Scott Gray, from a conversation recorded in El Paso. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez. Thank you.